back to another episode of Adulted Loading, a podcast for young adults across the Caribbean trying to figure it out. My name is Emma, and alongside with me is my wonderful co-host,
Marissa. Hey.
Woo. And we are happy to be back with another episode on burnout. Yes, that emotional, mental, physical state that is caused by excessive and prolonged stress. But before we get into that, let's do a little bit of housekeeping, you know? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, please, and like our page on Instagram and TikTok at Adulted Loading Podcast. It really helps us out. You can also follow us directly on our professional pages on Instagram. So mine is at The Right Psychologist, and Marissa's is
Stubbs.Marissa.
Mm-hmm. And we are available on all podcasting platforms. Yeah, I said that. Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, the whole nine at Adulted Loading Podcast. And don't be shy. We want to hear from you. We really do.
Yeah.
We want to get your views and opinions on what we talk about. So feel free to drop a comment on YouTube, slide into our DMs on Insta so that we can know what resonates and get to know our audience a bit better. That's really important for us, especially this year. So let's get back, huh? Burnout.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can relate to this a lot. Yes, literally. That's the feeling that I get. And, you know, I've been burnt out, I want to say a few times, but it's been a lot of times. And two times really stand out to me. It was like, I didn't really even know what burnout was growing up. I just knew that, okay, I'm like working so hard right now. And now I'm just like, I am a couch potato by force, not by choice right now. And I just can't do anymore. And then like in the Caribbean, I think a lot of times we don't really listen to that burnout.
It's a big part of like our culture, that whole dynamic to just push through, right? And I don't think sometimes we sit down and we think about the impact of all of this stress. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I think we didn't even really hear about it is because it wasn't until maybe like the pandemic that people really like slapped a name on it to say, this, what we're experiencing is burnout. It's not just the everyday, the usual, like this is actually problematic.
Yeah. This is not the norm. Although like so many people around you just do this and they're teaching you, well, you just gotta keep going. You just can't.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't want to, but.
Yeah. So what's been your like experience with burnout, like a time that you remember being burned out?
For me, I'm going to say like when I began the master's program. So I already didn't know what work-life balance was. Like that was a very, mythical, theoretical thing for me. So I already had like really high expectations for myself, was a perfectionist. And when you have that combination of things, you're also really critical of yourself too. And perfectionism comes out of a way to feel enough, right? And on top of that, I struggle to set boundaries like so badly. Like, why am I helping someone with their project during the study period when I haven't started studying for mine? Why am I doing that? Why am I helping them create a model when I'm like, I have all these exams to study for and I haven't studied for? But anyway, yeah, I struggle to say no, clearly, but adding a task to my plate too. And I struggle to manage my time as well, you know? So we have this like huge research project deadline coming up. I don't know if you remember this one. It was a huge, like, was it for research skills or something like that? It was huge. And I just remember I was trying to work on it all day, every day, trying to push myself super, super hard because I thought like, that means I'm working really hard. I'm doing what other people are doing. And my birthday was coming up, but I told y'all that I would just celebrate it after the deadline. Like, it's just nothing. And after all that, I felt like I wasn't even making much headway anyway. And I was so exhausted all the time. And I would think to myself, like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm feeling even more anxious. Why is it taking me so long? Like, I'm not telling myself, okay, have the intro done by this time. I'm telling myself, have it all done and I'm not getting it done. Like, just like, as a whole, I'm saying you just need to have this done soon. So it was just stressing me out. And then I realized later on, oh my God, this is burnout. This is what's happening.
Yeah. When I think of like my past experience with burnout, I think I see a lot of like parallels with your experience. So for me, I think one of the most I guess, striking memories of having burnout happen like during the pandemic when I was primarily working in research. And I just remember feeling so overwhelmed. It was almost like as soon as one thing was completed, there was another thing that needed to be done. Yeah. And it just felt like just so much to do. And I just, it was hard to find the motivation to show up and do the work like as you'd want it to be done. And I think one of the biggest signs or environments that contribute to burnout is definitely when there are boundary violations, right? And yeah. I think that what's interesting or unique about burnout is that it could be boundary violations that is either inflicted on like us from the environment that we're in, but also sometimes we could be creating the environment of burnout ourselves, right? So when we think about expectations and how we could perform all of these different things. Mm-hmm. So I think the way that I was even contributing to my burnout was that there was a whole pandemic going on. And I don't think that I gave myself time to actually like process what was going on, because I was just so busy, like keeping busy and doing so many things. And looking back now, it's just like, you know, I needed to pause a bit. I needed to give myself some space because that was really a lot. And you could see like how it kind of impacts on your functioning. Because when you're burned out, you're no longer being productive in that space. You're kind of just almost doing things just for doing its sake.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people felt like how you felt. Like, I don't know if you remember this, but like a lot of people were saying like, well, if you're not using this time to learn a new language, to learn a new skill, to get your body together, whatever that means, and doing this and the whole nine, like you're wasting your time now. And this is so much free time that we have. But let's just pause and realize why we have all of this free time. It's okay to cocoon for a bit. It's okay to
slow down. And even when you think of like, I think the way our system is set up, like the way that we learn as well, we get so used to being stressed in these short periods of time in like a semester. And then we have all of summer and Easter break to kind of relax and decompress. So low-key, we're learning, all right, push through high stress, and then, you know, you'll have months to rest. And spoiler alert, it don't work like that in the real world, right? You don't get summer off. You might get a weekend in Easter, but we don't get no spring break, all of these different things. And it's like the way that we're learning how to function, it's contributing to an environment where we get burnt out.
That is so, so true. I was actually thinking about that the other day. Like where I'm like I caught myself like just push yourself a little bit harder. And there needs to be that balance. But it's just like, but then what does that mean for tomorrow? Tomorrow is not like, I don't have school the next day. I'm putting this in quotes for y'all hearing. Like, oh, I don't have, when I say school, like, I'm likening it to if I'm still in school. But it's like, it's not like I don't have work tomorrow. I have work tomorrow. So what does it mean? Am I going to be like so groggy tomorrow if I keep staying up late trying to finish this thing? And also, how productive am I even being if I'm so tired right now? Like, did I do anything for myself today? Did I, you know? Yes, I spent some time with my cousins and I did something of what they wanted to do, but like, did I do something for myself? Do I feel a bit rested emotionally, physically, you know, mentally, all of that? Because it's not just the sleep, you know?
Yeah, it's so much levels to it, to when you're feeling burnt out. Mm-hmm. And I think it really could be tricky the way that, because burnout, you don't start there, right? It starts from maybe having big goals, you wanting to finish a research project, me wanting to show up and feel like I was a big contributor on my team. You know, it really, sometimes it comes from good intentions, right?
It does. But
then it's when you start, when things start slipping, right? When all of the signs are there that you need to take a break. When you have a major personal event, like a birthday, right?
Yeah.
These things are important. They're of value. But we're still caught up in like, the productivity cycle that we don't recognize, like, okay, you need to relax, because our bodies weren't designed to be in such a stressful state for so long. And when we continue like engaging in that, we're setting ourselves up to be burnt out to the point where it's like, I can't even bother to be productive at this point. I'm tired. Like, not the words are going in one ear, coming out the other. You know, when I think back on times when I was in grad school and we had to write something and I was trying to push myself, when you go back and look at the stuff that you was writing, it's just like, I might as well have just watched a Netflix series instead. I might as well have rested, because there was no focus. Focus does not live here. It was not happening on that paper at the time. And you might as well have just taken the rest that you need. And I think with burnout too, sometimes it's like, because I recently heard of this term called rust out, right? Which is, so I think they say like burnout is when you kind of like detach a bit. So you kind of like lose motivation. Yeah. It's hard for you to go on X, Y, and Z. And so you just kind of straggling along trying to get the work done. And I think they say rust out is like to the point where you're still working, but you don't even care anymore. So you don't, you're not like empathetic. You're not really present with the work. It's just like, well, who cares about how good it is?
I feel, you know, nothing.
So it
is what it is, buddy. I'm just doing this to do this. It needs to get done. I'm not motivated anymore. And that's not a good place to be in.
Exactly.
And it's definitely not like, it's not as helpful as it could be when you're working with, when you're working with clients, when you're working with people, you know, you want to care, you know, healthy boundaries, but you want to care. You want to be present. You don't want to be like, let's say with us, you're seeing a client and you just daydream the whole time and you didn't hear what they said. Like, that's just not okay. That's not okay.
At all.
And like, you know, if you notice yourself slipping into that, it's time to get curious about what's happening. You know, and so like in the same way, I didn't even know what was going on. Like, I just noticed that, okay, I feel like crap right now, and I'm feeling even worse about my productivity and myself, because now I'm, you know, the critical voice. So I'm starting to be like, you didn't even get this done. Maybe you're not enough. Maybe you, so you got into this program and you did all these great things, but maybe you're fraud. It was the luck that you got those things and you were able to do those things. But I'm not giving myself any grace or even realizing what happened. So I think when we can recognize and we know what's happening, we can be like, oh, okay, A plus B equals C. Burnout. I know what's happening now. Then we could start even trying to correct the situation for ourselves. So we could start like slowing down. And, you know, start living also in other areas of your life. So, like, the social part, celebrating your birthday, realizing the spot that you have there. What was great that all of you forced me to do? They said, oh, nah. They collectively decided we are not even about to do this today. Like, I was already, when I made the decision not to celebrate my birthday, I felt so terrible. Like, I remember walking back from maybe the bathroom, I think, into the classroom that we're in, I'm crying. I think I even said, okay, I changed my mind, guys. Do you all have time to go to dinner? But they all looked at me like, girl, what is you talking about? What I realized is they had all surprised, y'all had all surprised me. Like, y'all brought cake and stuff and food, and you're like, we're not gonna let Emma go down like this. But the reality of the situation is, it could have very well been a thing where I just would have felt even worse because, you know, y'all wouldn't have time to celebrate anymore, right? Even though I'm now like, okay, I realize the severity of the situation or how much this means to me. I want to go to dinner. Maybe y'all wouldn't have time, especially because we have this deadline. We might realize then find that, okay, I'm putting so much into this work. I'm putting so much into just one area and all these other areas of my life are suffering. And how is that adding to my joy? How is that adding to my sense of life satisfaction when I'm neglecting all of these other areas, when I go against what my brain is telling me, you know, when I don't go against what my brain is telling me, you need to do more, you need to do more. And it's like, why is my brain programmed this way in the first place?
Yeah. And I think another big thing is that people don't realize that burnout kind of feeds resentment, right? Because you're saying yes to all of these things related to your achievement, right? Or your success. Mm-hmm. And you're not quite saying yes to maybe the things that's going to fill you up, to the people in your life that matter, right? To some of those intangible experiences that you, that is required to kind of increase your life satisfaction. And so what tends to happen is a lot of resentment tends to build up because you feel like, okay, well, this job is now taking away everything that I, what matters to me, X, Y, and Z. And it's like, at that point, it's like, how are you really performing at the standard that you really want to? Are you showing up in the way that you really want to? And so I think when we think about burnout as well, because the reality is that sometimes there are work situations where the environment is just toxic, super long hours, inadequate pay, unrealistic like expectations and timelines on when things can get done. So, you know, there are certain environments that curate burnout. And I think that whole process, Emma, what you described in terms of slowing down and honoring other aspects of your life, that is going to help you to recognize, what do I feel comfortable participating in at this point of my life? Am I still willing to accept this at this point in my life? And is this really what matters to me? Right. That's the kind of thinking that you have to engage in when you recognize that you're in a burnout period.
I think with that, the concept of a mental health bank account is amazing. Love that metaphor. So think of your mental health bank account as your bank account. We do not play about our money. I'll tell you that. We do not play about our money. We are not playing around. So like your regular bank account, I want you to think about that as you think, hold the same weight or similar weight when you're thinking about your mental health bank account. And, you know, we don't like to leave our bank account in a deficit or low. Like, what does that do to you when you do? When you think about the deposits, you want to think about, you know, the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you like, spend time doing those things, going to bed on time, that is huge. Getting a well-balanced meal. Well, well-balanced meals. So, like, not just one meal for the day, two meals for the day. And it can be challenging, especially when you don't usually do that. And it's still worthwhile. Mm-hmm. We say that a lot. You know, it's still worthwhile. And if you went to bed late that night, maybe it's time to not just go to bed like the regular time today, get a little bit more rest, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the withdrawals, the flip side, you know, going to bed late for several nights, saying yes to things you don't want to do, or you can't do it. There's no time. Canceling on plans with friends when you actually could use some time with them. So canceling on the birthday plans when it's like, you know, I could use that connection. I haven't had that genuine fun and going out with like friends I trust and people I can be myself around for a while. So think about it in that way too.
And I think back to our episode as well on work-life balance and work-life integration, right? Mm-hmm. On how everything is kind of like a give and a take. And when I think about the whole mental health bank account thing, the deposits and the withdrawal, they really speak to not only experiencing stress, like stressful events, like with the withdrawal, but self-care, that whole concept of self-care. A lot of times, you know, sometimes I'm guilty of this as well. We wait until a crisis or wait until a major self-event to say, okay, now I need to do self-care. When self-care is something that we should be doing continuously to kind of buffer our stress response. Because if we know the things that stress us out on the daily, right? And so if we know that we're at this elevated level of stress, why aren't we doing things regularly to help to decrease that? And of course, that's going to be in different things for different people. But like Emma said, you know, those basics, eating well-balanced meals, exercising, going to sleep. Those are the stuff that people have been preaching to us from the dawn of time, right?
True.
And I know it feels a lot of time when you get into talks of self-care, people say, I don't have the time, or it's just so hard, X, Y, and Z. But the reality is this stuff works. It works. Because
that's true.
Exercise alone, there's so much research on how much it improves your mood and decreases stress. And so if it is that we're making these regular deposits, then the withdrawals wouldn't feel as intense, right? Because when it is that we are burnt out, you know what's happening? It's like when you're showing up at a restaurant and still thinking you could swipe your card when ain't nothing in there. Do not allow yourself to be declined. Don't be mentally declined, y'all. You need to keep on putting stuff in your mental bank account. Don't get embarrassed.
Now you sound like you a Baptist preacher now. But it's true. And then, you know, don't let yourself get declined. And the fact of that decline spilling off on your, maybe the people you are dinner with now, you irritable with them, when it's really your stuff.
When they have to pay your bill.
Nah, I know where you're going with this. I know where you're going.
I won't bring it back up. Right, I will not bring it. Exactly. Thank you.
Don't believe it right there. Y'all, think what you may. You can even call what you think that was about, but yeah. Don't have people paying your physical and mental bill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you know you had no expectation of paying that, or you couldn't do it at the time. Facts. Absolutely. You know, these simple things, I was even thinking about the same thing. Like I'm saying, okay, I don't want to do this 30 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, workout, because it's dipping into my productivity time. Because then I'm like, well, you need to get ready before that. You need to do that. You shower after, make sure the food is ready, you know, get your gains and all of that. And then I'm like, but that's wasting time in my mind. That's what my brain's telling me in the moment. But I'm like, but you're losing time anyway, because you're not being productive. You're not being creative. You're like stressed. So what if you decided 3 days of the week you would do this, even if you're a bit more tired and you're saying, oh, but I feel tired sooner. That is a good thing. Like your circadian rhythm, your sleep wake cycle. I can sleep. This is a good thing. Like,
no,
this is a good thing.
True.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wake up the next day and you're like, oh, I have ideas. Oh,
yes.
I'm doing this and I don't feel the anxiety. Yes.
And I think, so coming into 2023, one thing I did say that I'm definitely doing better and being more intentional about this year is self-care, right? About my mental health deposit, right? Because as someone in the health and helping profession, we are definitely more susceptible to being burnt out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone else out there, if you're in any high stress job, if you're in college, those types of environments, you know that you are prone to burnout. And so it's going to be very important that you learn how to start enforcing and protecting some of your boundaries, right? Boundaries around time, right? Mm-hmm. Leaving work at work, right? Learning when you need to say, all right, I need to take a step back. Learning when it's time to rest. Learning how to basically enforce those boundaries. Because yes, people could push against them, but at the end of the day, it's also up to us to kind of stand up for them, right? Because people are going to try. Mm-hmm. People are going to try. Listen to me. People are going to try to test your boundaries.
Yeah.
But you have to be so dedicated to yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Right. And believe in that you deserve rest and that you deserve time to decompress and give to your family and your friends and all of those other people that are important to you. You have to believe in that enough to say no, because we can't say yes all the time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think another thing about that is also honoring your values. So The reality is that for some people, they may thrive in a certain environment, and maybe a high stress environment, or maybe their work is what kind of gives them that joy, right? If you are a person where you find your joy somewhere else, right? Your values lie elsewhere. You don't have to feel obligated to keep up with that other person, right? You know what matters to you. And so you have to kind of curate a life that is aligned with your values. When you see that like resentment and stuff start to build up, a lot of the times it's because the stuff that we're doing, it doesn't align with our values. It doesn't align with where we want to see ourselves. So that frustration of missing your birthday, when you know that you're the birthday type, you love your birthday, right? And so you usually, you know, usually your birthday time come around, I want to turn up, I want to hang with my friends, I want to be around the people I care about, my coworkers, my colleagues, X, Y, and Z. When you're doing things that don't align with your authentic self, you don't feel good about it, right? And it's about where does the work, the value in work and your value in other things, where do they fall, and how could you negotiate for it to be just a bit more balanced? Because I think sometimes too, we feel like we don't have the power to negotiate and we just have to accept whatever is given to us. And that's not necessarily the case. We're talking about adulting, about being an adult. You have the power, right, to decide what you want your life to look like.
So true. And like, I can't even remember if I said this in our other episode, but like a relative of mine was saying, like, you have the power to change any aspect of your life, even if you don't think it right now. Like, any aspect of your life that you don't like right now, you should change it. And she was just really real with me. She said, because guess what? I don't have to live your life for you. You are the only person who has to live your life the way you're living it if you continue to make the decision to do nothing, or if you continue to make the decision to keep doing what you're doing. So it really stuck with me. I was like, okay, wisdom, okay, let me screenshot this right now. Okay, I was like, so true. And then when you do these little things, you know, you feel better. You feel more at peace. You feel more authentic. You know, you're operating from your values. You don't feel that dissonance. Like, okay, this is who I really am, but I'm trying to be that. Like, it's just, it's a level of discomfort and anxiety trying to be someone that you will never be. That's the illusion of it, of this ideal self. That's, and when I say ideal, I don't mean, you know, you're working towards becoming this person who's in line with yourself, who you want to be. I don't mean that at all. I mean this person that other people told you need to be. And so now you're telling yourself, I need to be this person in order to be successful, in order to be loved, in order to be valued, cherished at work, whatever the situation is, but it doesn't align with your values and who you really are. And so there's this constant chasing to be, you on a hamster wheel, really. That doesn't really move. You're on a hamster wheel trying to be something that you will never be. And it's very uncomfortable. It's actually very hurtful as well. So it's something to check into. And what I love about the things that we said is, like, you know, when you're relaxed and you feel safe, you can think more clearly and you can get even more done because you're not in survival mode. When we're in survival mode, that sympathetic state, or that even more so that the dorsal vagal state, when you start to shut down, we don't have access to like the more complex cognitive skills. So like when you need to make decisions, when you need to like, so weighing your pros and cons, exactly, problem solving and so on, we don't have access to those things. Now, when we feel more safer and connected, we do have access to those things. So we can make the decisions that we want, but it's easier. We can feel more joy. We can feel like we're being our playful and silly selves sometimes. And you can get more done. You know, these little things, again, quotes, like sometimes doing less really is doing more. So just the same way I said about the working out, like, yeah, but if I do this, if I, you know, I'm doing more by trying to do, not trying to fill up my whole days with work, which is burning me out. You know?
Yeah.
And in that same vein, if I know there's a period that I know I usually feel anxious or stressed around this time, so I'm more likely to be in that sympathetic state, anxious, anger, that type of stuff, stress, I'm going to put more into my mental health bank account. I'm going to say, okay, no, you need to schedule a walk in here. If you're the type of person, if it ain't in the schedule, it ain't happening, schedule the walk in there. Schedule the break to eat food. Schedule the time with your friends, even if it's just for 20 minutes or a quick phone call. You know, you can be aware of these periods where it's very stressful. So like even like accounting season, like a friend of mine was really telling me about Beyonce. It is so hectic. Like she made, before she went away for a bit, she made all of these like meals. So then he would be able to have things there because it's so hectic sometimes. You already know that's a period where burnout is very, very, very common and almost like a given. So you're trying to do what you can to prevent that and keep up your productivity level and also keep up your mental and physical health, because you know that's all linked, right? You know, have some short-term deposits too in those periods that you can get the benefit from now. It doesn't have to be all about investing in the long run, right? I know that when me and Marissa have our chit-chat and catch-up, I always feel better. I always end up laughing. I always feel like, oh, this is great. Like, we were able to be vulnerable with each other. We're having a great time together, and I get to reconnect with her. I love that. I'm getting that benefit now. And then there's some long-term deposits that we could benefit from later. We plan some of these episodes now, so no one is so stressed out when we're have a bunch of other things to do, and then we can do the episodes for you all. So it's all about keeping all of that in mind, you know?
I guess one of the important things I think to take away from our episode is just to be aware now that burnout is a thing. It's not the norm. Right. True. And the biggest thing is kind of being able to identify when you are in a period of burnout, right? When you do start to feel like your optimism is in the gutter and you feel just depleted of anything, your motivation is gone and it's so hard to go on, then that means ding, 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 you may be burnt out and it's time for you to kind of take a step back and reevaluate what's going on, right? And that requires you being a bit more present, a bit more aware of your needs, aware of your mental bank account. What's the balance? How's it looking? Do I need to make a deposit? Do I need a loan? Right? Do I need to bring in some social support?
True.
And figure out what's going on here? So I hope that this episode kind of is a nice little check-in, or it facilitates, it inspires you to have a little check-in with yourself, because we're not our best when we're burnt out, right? And we want you guys to recognize if that is the case, there's ways to kind of decrease it. There's ways to resolve it. You know, it doesn't have to be the norm.
Okay. You said it all there. The last thing I want to say is maybe like some thank yous and some shout outs. We want to get into doing that. First of all, shout out to my classmates, including Marissa, who planned a lunch celebration for me on my birthday anyway, because in that time they knew like, okay, you know, it's not that I'm like crossing a boundary here. It's like, this is a significant event and let's just do something to celebrate this person. That really helped me to slow down and enjoy the moment. And I didn't feel so alone in a new place, because the reality was I was in a new place. And for the first time, I wasn't there with like my brother. My brother came with me to undergrad, so I didn't realize the adjustment that would be as well. That again was a withdrawal from my bank account that I didn't realize was happening. And you know what? You all planning that for me was definitely a mental health deposit that I also didn't see coming, but definitely needed. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Big thank you to our audience for listening, for sticking with us. Definitely, like we said before, make sure that you are all subscribed. We want you, if you like the episode, please let us know, comment, like it, give us a thumbs up on whichever platform. Remember, we're on all of them. We're on all of the major podcast platforms, and we're on YouTube at Adulthood Loading Podcast. So you can't say that you don't know where to listen to us. We are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And just kind of let us know if there's anything additional maybe you wanted to find out about burnout. Hit us up, slide in our DMs, or maybe you could even share this episode with someone who needs it the most. I will definitely say, though, that you should stay tuned to our pages, because we have a little surprise offering coming up soon for those of you who may struggle with procrastination, right? We're going to give you guys a little helping hand, right? So stay tuned to our page to get more details about that. And don't forget that we are on Instagram and TikTok at Adulthood Loading Podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.